It's worth noting that two of those four are no longer on the court, and with a recusal leaving only six justices to make a ruling, it raises the possibility that the court might not reach the four votes needed to issue a decision. That could leave the appellate court ruling and the $10 billion judgment to stand. I'm Brian Mackey.
Brian Mackey covers state government and politics for Illinois Public Radio and Illinois Issues Magazine. This is Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The House Agriculture Committee will mark up a bill today to repeal country of origin labeling for some meats. The bill is written in reaction to a ruling by the World Trade Organization that the U.S. country of origin labeling program for beef and pork violated U.S. trade obligations with Canada and Mexico. The new bill would repeal not only the beef and pork labeling, but also repeal country of origin labeling for chicken, which was not part of the WTO case. The bill would continue to require country of origin labeling for muscle cuts of lamb and venison and ground versions of those meats. Goat meat would also continue to be labeled. Meanwhile, Canada says it's preparing to slap retaliatory tariffs on some U.S. imports unless Washington repeals the cool labeling law. Canada contends that the rules cost the Canadian livestock industry as much as $2.5 billion a year. Greece will not be able to repay a loan to the International Monetary Fund early next month unless a deal is reached with its creditors to unblock bailout funds. Greece's new government has been struggling for months to agree on reforms that creditors require in return for the disbursement of the remaining $8 billion of the country's bailout program. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 18,262. It's down 22 points. The NASDAQ, 4490, down almost 11. The S&P 500 is 2119, and it is down about 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is still rather quiet this morning, with no precipitation occurring except in Missouri and Iowa. But this will likely change as we move out over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, with a little bit more frequent precipitation pattern anticipated. We do have cloudy skies extending across eastern Iowa and Missouri through the heart of Illinois and Indiana. Ohio and Michigan still have mostly fair skies this morning. It's also mostly fair across the upper parts of the Midwest. More frost and freezing occurred this morning in Minnesota and Wisconsin. The impact on corn and soybeans shouldn't have been very great, although some burning of vegetative development may have occurred, and the impact on the long-term production potential is not expected to be very significant. Most of the coldest conditions occurred in the areas that are traditionally coldest and therefore probably did not have a huge impact. The rain in the western part of the Corn Belt is certainly going to be of greatest interest for a while, because it's not just the only wave of precipitation that will impact the region. In fact, most of the central and southwestern plains will be plagued by rain from tomorrow all the way through Monday of next week, as one wave after another of rain moves across hard red winter wheat country and into the western corn belt. Many areas in the central and southwest plains will see 1 to 3 inches of rain and local totals to 4 and 5 inches. That's on top of rainfall that was already pushing up to 4 inches yesterday in north central parts of Texas and south central and southwestern Oklahoma. For the Midwest, the rains won't be quite so intensive, but parts of Kansas and Missouri, as well as Iowa and Nebraska, will see enough frequency in their precipitation that there will continue to be some delay in farming activity and late season planting, as well as some concern over the quality of crops or condition of crops in low-lying areas will continue to be an issue. In the eastern and central parts of the Midwest, the situation will be less disruptive because the rains are going to be a lot lighter as they reach across the Mississippi River. That will likely be the case for most of the next 5 days, but as we get out into the week next week, we'll likely encounter a higher frequency of precipitation in the eastern Midwest and probably encounter greater volumes of rain as well. Today's computer forecast model data is a little bit wetter for some of that region. In general, we're going to see enough precipitation next week to see a slowdown in farming activity. Hopefully by then, a lot of the field work will already be wrapping up. For the Delta and the southeastern states, a similar situation will occur with somewhat erratic rainfall and warm weather likely in this first 5 to 7 days of the forecast, and then a little bit more frequent precipitation thereafter. The northern U.S. plains, where all the cold air has been the past two mornings, will likely see some improving tendencies as we get out over the next few days with drier weather and also warmer temperatures. But some of the computer forecast model data suggests that perhaps we aren't done with the cold surges. Sometime in the latter days of May, we could see yet another surge of cold impacting the eastern parts of the Canada prairies and a portion of the uppermost Midwest and northern plains. That's a long ways out in the forecast. Till we get there, our temperatures in the Midwest will be rebounding somewhat as we move forward through these next few days, but it's going to be very chilly across the area for the next two. We'll look for high temperatures today in the 50s and 60s across the majority of the Midwest. A few readings over 70 south of the Ohio River. Highs tomorrow will be 60s and lower 70s. High temperatures on Friday will be mostly upper 60s and 70s, and the same will occur for Saturday. Our lowest temperatures at night will likely stay above freezing in most areas, but upper 30s and 40s in the north and 40s and lower 50s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat 540 unchanged. The September down one at 549.5. Soft July wheat 508.5 down 1.75. September is down 2.5 at 516. July corn 359.25 down 2.75. September 366 down 3.25. December 376.75 down 3.5. July soybeans 941.5 down 4.75. September 921.5 down 4.5. November 919 down 4.5. July soybean meal 303.20 down 390. July soybean oil 3242 up 24. June live cattle 151.80 down 17.5. May feeders 219.67.5 up 32.5. And June lean hogs are 81.87.5 and they're down 27.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
I suppose that we should get right to the lead story in the morning, and that is this big break that we've seen in the soybean market. What do you make of it?
I think it's been kind of working up to a climax, and we probably haven't seen the end of it yet. We are right down next to those contract lows. I thought it was kind of interesting that we kind of stabilized here one more time, but I think when you draw that line across the bottom of the chart, once you break through that, you're going to get some reactionary type trading, and I think realistically, this is going to be the proof in the pudding. Do we have tighter old crop numbers enough to support values for another month or two, or do we begin to try to stimulate demand going forward and really anticipate the movement of beans out of South America and our new crop size?
And is this the start of a move down below $8.50 or even $8 that then becomes proved by the planting report on the end of June?
You know, I think it's possible. That we're probably, in my estimation, we're going to make that move sooner or later. The question is, when does the market decide to discount that? That really rests on the demand side of the equation for new crop and the supply situation for the old crop. The market needs to tell us that probably in the next 2 weeks. Arguably, the break to those lows is definitely viable. I think the chart's telegraphing to us that we've got probably $8 beans potentially in our future, but it doesn't necessarily have to happen right now. The supply is not available today, and we're assuming a tremendous supply later on. The market has to filter through that and say, when do I want to establish price and start to stimulate demand again?
let's look at corn and ask you, if we see some follow-through losses, does it confirm that this corrective rebound is complete?
Yeah, I tend to think that corn is going to work its way into a sideways trading pattern, and it's going to be kind of in the shadow of the wheat market. I think the acres going forward in corn are probably going to be reduced, but that doesn't necessarily set up a bullish case. We need to see what our yield prospects are down the road, and that's probably not going to be determined until we get closer to, you know, June, July.
All right, then let's ask you, what kind of strategies are you putting in place for hedgers who now face the very much prospect that production costs are above return?
We've hoped that we've got a lot of stuff done already, but if I was to walk in off the street today, I'd say we'd probably encourage guys to get, you know, a 20 or 30% sale done in the corn with the idea that we might need to re-own it if we get into a weather spook later on down the road. Beans, we're aggressively short, probably selling the 30 to 40% of our beans without question. We've been short for an extended period of time. Here again, if we get a weather situation, we might need to re-own it, but walking in and selling something right off the curb right now is probably in order to get started.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn is 359.5, down 2.5. September, 366.5, down 2.75. December, 377, down 3.25. Go out to July of 16, it's $4.75, down 3.5. July soybeans, 941.75, down 4.5. September, 921.75, down 4.25. November, 918.5, down 5. July soybean meals, 303.30, down 3.80. July soybean oil, 32.38, up 20. July hard red winter wheat's 540.25, up 0.25. And soft July, 508.5, down 1.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.